We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting most of the way down the bottom by the two dots, 11 lines from the bottom we are starting, the two dots. It said in the Mishnah that there were three Batei Dinim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, and this Zaken, this elder who was arguing with the other Beis Din, they both go up to the Beis HaMikdash, they ask the first Beis Din, if the first one doesn't know, they go to the second Beis Din, then to the third Beis Din. That was the process. And if you don't listen to the Beis Din, it gets Misa. Omer Rav Kahana. Who Amar Pia Shmua, Vein Omer Pia Shmua. Let's say, to be Chayiv, let's say this Zaken has a Mesoira, and he goes to the Beis Din HaGadol, and they say they're Mesoira. According to Rav Kahana, Ein Nerag. Because we'll see, he holds, the only time you get Nerag is if you're a major Mechutzav. This is not Shabbat Chutzav. He says, I heard from my Rebbe, you're from your Rebbe, okay. Who I am at Kachu Beina, he says, this is why I came out from the Sugya, but Hein Oimrim, and the Bezna Gadol says, Kachu Beinainu, Ein Arag, also not Shvi Chutzpah, each came out of Sugya different. But Choskin, who am Pia Shmuel, if he says Pia Shmuel, but Hein Oimrim, Kachu Beinainu, so his thing is really better, it's a Messiah, Ein Arag. So when Ein Arag, according to Rav Kana, Kacha Oimer, Kachu Beinai, this is what I think, Hein Oimrim, Pia Shmuel, they think they have a Messiah. And that's what Rav Kahana holds. What's his raya? Teida, because there's a Mishnah in Idyas talks about a kavya b'mahal that there was four things he argued with the chachamim, and he had a piyashmua, therefore he did not get an oinish for that. In time, so teida shvei lehogur is a kavya b'mahal, even though it was four things he argued with the chachamim, because here in piyashmua, that's the shita of Rav Kahana. Rav Loza argues. Loza Eimer, afilu Eimer piyashmua, even if it's piyashmua, but he never pekachu reino, it's still Bezek Gadol wins. Narai, why? And he gets killed for that. Why? The point of this halacha Zok Vamri is we want to have someone who has the final word. Don't make a machlekes b'Yisrael. I am talking about Malo Hargu as a kavi mahalal who is arguing chum with four things. He didn't practice halacha l'maisi from it, and therefore it's not a taina. Tanan, which are being arrived from Mishnah, pel de garaya, because I don't know what the raya is. Tanan says in the Mishnah that when he discussed it with the Beis Din, he says, Kach darashti, kach darashu chaveri. This is what I said, this is a chaveri darshan, kach lamati, kach lamati chaveri, same as from the Beis Din HaGadol. My lab.
Who's the one talking to Beis Din HaGadol?
The Zakim Amri. They says, Kach darashti, and says, and the all the Beis Din, they also, that's all the Beis Din said, that's what he says.
He's trying to make himself in the Zakim Amri when he's
doing this? No, he was arguing already back there. He wants his right, he wants them to pass like him. So he comes and says, this is what I said, you agree to me? So he says, Kach derashtu, kach derashu chaveri, kach lamati, kach lamon du chaveri. So my love, to who I'm piyash shmua, v'heimer m'kach v'reinu. It sounds like that he said piyash shmua. Now, how do you see that he said, we're saying it's a kasha on Rav Kahana, because it sounds like he's saying piyash shmua, and Beis HaGadol is saying kach v'reinu. Where do you see that he's saying piyash shmua? So the Aruch Haner is bothered by this. The Aruch Haner says, interesting pshat, he says, because here, he says his day at first. Why is it kach derashtu, the kach derashu chaveri? Like, well, you don't always say your own day at first. It's a Baal Gaiva. You say the other person's day at first. So what he means to say is, I have my day is from Masaira. That was the Havmina. Mara says, no, Allah, who am I kachu ba'ina, I'm a Priya Shmua. No, the case was, he said, I think like this, and Beis HaGadol said Priya Shmua, and therefore it's not a Kasha. But the next Kasha will be a Kasha. Toshima, no Rabbi Yeshua. Shloishmam Sochli Zeirim Anshu Yishlayim. Three things Zeiru from the Anshu Yishlayim told me. Three halachas. First of all, Baal Shemachal HaKinuyav Kinuyav Machal. A Baal that warned his wife, don't seclude yourself with someone, he can mechal on his kinui. According to Rashi, it means before stira, he can mechal on his kinui. According to Tosfos, before they drink, even after stira, even after seclusion, still he can mechal. Tosfos over here, ha'adaf kaidim shenimcha megillah, ala acha mekan, en yochel limcha. Whatever, four nimcha megillah. Rashi, the bottom Rashi says, ve'im nistra ein nesaras lov. Yeah. That's one halacha they said over from Zira. Another halacha is, Ben Sarah Meirish, what's Avi Malimcha Lai Machalai? Even if it's Ben Sarah Meirish, did two times stealing, the father and mother have a right to Meichalat, and don't bring him to Bezdin. Ben Sarah Meirish, Rotsu Avi, Vimay Limchalai Meichalai. Third Allah, Zakim Mamri, Rotsu Bezdin Limchalai Meichalai. The third thing he said was that Bezdin Agadah wants to be Meichal, Zakim Mamri can Meichal. Shubasi Yetzach Averish, Vidarim, Al Shnaim Hoydali, the first two they were Meichal to me. They were not moida. This sounds like Rav Loza, not like Rav Kahana. Tiyufta. We see the ikur reason of Beis Din HaGadol and Zakim Amri is shouldn't have machlekes b'Yisrael. Therefore, even if he says kach shemati merabaisa and they say kach meinai, still it'll be a call of Zakim Amri mechayev misa. Tanya, Om Rav Yosi. Beginning, there was no machlekes in Klal Yisrael. Ela Beis Din shel Shimon ve'Echad Yosef Lishka Gazus. Beis Din HaGadol stands as Gazus. And plus that on the Beis HaMikdash area, there was two Batei Dinim of 23. Echad Yosha Pesach Harbayis. One sat right in front of the chel, the door, the eastern door to the Harbayis, to the Beis Mikdash. Echad Yosha Pesach Azara, to the door of the Azara. Bishar Bate Dinim Shal Esm Shloish Yosha Chal Reish Yisrael. And there were more Bate Dinim of 23 in every city in Klai Yisrael. Hutzrich Adava Lishal. There's a question to be asked. Shalom and Bezdin Shaviram. They ask the Bezdin in the ear. Im Shal Muf, they don't answer. Amulem. Im Lav, Bon Lazar Shalom Chliram. They go to the next closest Bezdin. Im Shal Muf, Amulem. Im Lav, Bon Lazar Shal Pesach Abayis. They come to the one who is a Pesach Abayis in the Beis Mikdash, near the Beis Mikdash. Im Shal Muf, Amulem. Im Lav, Bon Lazar Shal Pesach Azar. They go to the next Bezdin, up there, to the Azar. If they heard, if no one heard, they all come to Lishkagazis. Every day, the Bezdin 71 sat in Lishkagazis from Thomas Shachat to Thomas Rabbayim. They didn't sit in the regular place. They sat Bechel. Why? Two Pshatim Rashi. One Pshat is because there are a lot of people there, so there would be no room. A lot of people came for Shiloh's then. There's no room in the Lishka. Another pshat is that you now do din and mamunas, so they wanted to do a simon, they're not being yeshiva din, just answering shilas, and therefore they moved to a different place on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nishlo shal b'fneim, im shamu, if they heard, amru lehem, they say, im lav, im din l'minyin, they gather and they make a vote, rabu amatam im tamu, rabu amatarim, if rayiv say tar, taru, mish rabu tamid isham, that's what there's no machlokes in the Klai Yisrael. There was one central bezin, and nothing, no one argued. When the Tamid Sham Hillah was a lot of them, and some of them did not learn from the Rebbe properly, Rabu Machlekes Beisrael. The Masari got fahacked a little bit. The Nasas Tari Kushtay Tiris. And they became like two Tiris. Now, Vaiter said like this: how do you appoint the Dayanim, the Supreme Court Dayanim? Misham Kaisvim Shalchim Chalma Kaimais. They send out letters to all the cities. Komishu Chacham, Mishval Berach. Anyone is very smart, big Chacham, big Talmud Chacham, Mishval Berach, a big Anov. Anyone who gets along with people, Yehei Dayan Beira. He should be a Dayan in his ear. And if someone dies from the big Bezdin in the Harabais, Misham Ba'alam is Harabais, if they need it. If someone dies from the Dayanam Harabais, one of the judges. Misham Lazara, the next step to go up to Lazara, Misham Mishgah Gazas. So you start off in the courts in the cities, and you get up to you get promoted up to Reis HaMikdash, then to the Azara, and then to Lishkat Gazas. Shalchu Mitam, they sent to Mary to Shal, Izu Ben Olam Haba, who's a Ben Olam Haba? So a bunch of different things make someone a Ben Olam Haba. First of all, Am Sinan, he's an Anav, Vishval Berach, and he walks like an Anav also, Shaif Nafik. When he comes in and out, he's bent down, he doesn't make a big deal of himself. The Goris by Rice theory always learns Torah, but like Maxim to whistle nafshi, he doesn't make himself so great, he learns Torah. And even though the Mashah says to be a Mokim to say, look, you only have to be night and day, and I do it the whole day. But still, he doesn't take any credit for himself. So that's called the Ben Abba. Yab Rabbanon Einayim Birav Ula Ba'aba. Rabbanon put the eyes on Ula Ba'aba. He is an example of this Ben Olam Haba. I'll just redo before the end here. I'll read Lashon Mashah on this person who learns Torah. I'll just read Lashon Mashah. It says, Loi Marash Kra, Yisi Yoyti Dechavasa Bekvias Eis L'Tayra. I did Kvias eat him. Right? And he makes the Tayra Li, Shani, Loi Matar Tar Debiyam V'Layla. Yoyti Smashi Chayim L'Omayin. He doesn't take credit for that. That's called a Ben Olam Habah.